Hello, and thank you for listening to Mapping the Zone, a podcast that is typically, oh no, all of the words are gone.
I mean, it's an appropriate way enough to start. It's typically about Thomas Pynchon books, and it's typically like exponentially longer than this episode's going to be.
That's true.
Yeah.
You might be confused, not just at the runtime, but also the title of this episode. And the purpose behind that, whether you have deciphered our cryptic message on Blue Sky or not, is to announce that we're going to be kind of doing a side project in the new year on Infinite Jest. And kind of the impetus behind this was a couple of different things. Firstly, was the fact that Cody had read it and liked it so much that he wanted to do an episode on it, which we did do. We can put a link to that in the show notes. We recorded that with Johan Harstad, and it was more about David Foster Wallace's. It ended up being more about David Foster Wallace's kind of writing as a whole. But the sort of origin point of that was meant to be a discussion on Infinite Jest now that Cody had finished reading it. Unfortunately, he was not able to make it to that recording. So with still a desire to continue to not just reread it, but to talk about it again, that's kind of the kind of kernel of an origin to this whole project.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that part of it at all?
Yeah. I mean, it was one of those things. I mean, similar to why I put out the call to start this show in particular, was just because I didn't have anybody else I could talk about these books that I'd fallen in love with. And Infinite Jest was one that was always on my radar. And then it was when we started the show, what was it, like 2 years ago, 3 years? I don't even remember anymore.
Almost three.
As you and I got to know each other, I found that you were quite the fan of Infinite Jest. And at some point, I finally was like, well, I have a copy of it. I need to finally just get around to it. And it took a little bit of a false start at first and then a re-go at it. And once I had everything kind of click for me, it was just, I don't want to read anything that isn't this book right now. And it's it's rare that I find a book like that. Like, I read plenty of books that I really love and enjoy, but it's kind of rare for me to find one that becomes all absorbing. And I pretty much want to shut everything else out and only focus on that particular thing. And you helped me along the way. You know, I'd had these, you know, random questions here and there, but I didn't want to get too into the weeds about it because it was my first time reading it, and I didn't want anything like spoiled or any setups kind of taken away or anything like that. So, but by the time I got to the end of it, I was like, oh my God, this is incredible. Like, how have I not read this book in the 40 years I've been on this earth? And so I eventually, you know, we did that. We set up the Johan episode. My house exploded and I couldn't make the recording for that, which I was really bummed about. And then, you know, that kind of just went away. And then I got a new copy of the book earlier this year. And I was like, you know what? I want to sit down and reread it. And I started rereading it. And then you proposed that with the 30th anniversary of the book coming up, we should maybe consider talking about it on the show. And from there, we kind of built it into this idea of, let's make a side project out of it and just kind of have something to fill in the against the day timeline that's going to consume us for the next couple of years.
Yeah.
And just kind of give everyone, you know, a little bit of a reprieve from the barrage of against the day that we're going to be doing for the long run. And I think it'll be interesting. It'll be a fun little project to go through, and it might lead to some more other kind of interesting read-throughs with other books as we go. But I'm excited to do this one and really dive into it with the knowledge that I have of the book, having read it now, and being able to see the pieces kind of connect themselves as we go through. So I think for anyone who has read the book, this will be fun. I think you'll obviously be able to provide way more insight and knowledge than I have on it. But I think there will be plenty of people who might be interested in listening just to see, you know, to have it as a kind of companion to go through while they read it for the first time too. And I think that would be really cool. So it'll be a cool journey. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, me too. For those who don't know, the 30th anniversary of Infinite Jest is February 1st, 2026. The book was published February 1st of 1996. There is going to be a 30th anniversary edition published with a new introduction by Michelle Zahner of Japanese Breakfast, of all people.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, very interesting. So I'm interested to hear what she has to say about the book. I was very surprised to see that she was the one who was announced as sort of writing that introduction. Although I would say that, with the exception of Dave Eggers writing the introduction to the paperback edition years and years ago now, all of the choices have been kind of random. I would really hope that maybe for a 50th anniversary they could get Zadie Smith, because she's a very vocal fan of Wallace and that novel in particular. So I think we might talk about that a little bit. As far as I can tell, the pagination of every edition of Infinite Jest is the same. The one that Cody is talking about sort of reading his new copy is a British publication in paperback, but it is the same as the American paperback that I have. It is the same as the American 20th anniversary edition that I have. And I believe it is also the same as the first edition hardcover that I also have. So pretty much regardless of what edition you have, it should end up working out fine for what it is that we're planning on doing. And how this is sort of gonna unfold is less exhaustive than a Mapping the Zone sort of style normal episode for Against the Day. These are going to be shorter episodes, so you're not going to have to, you know, listen to another 4 hours of two of us talking about a different book. They're going to be more about sort of an overview of the section of pages we're covering, and then also talking about the development of Wallace's themes, the development in the sort of multiple entangled storylines, and then sort of offering a space for us to talk about our reaction, not just to the section that we're reading, but also the book as a whole, as it kind of unfolds. Because for anyone who's read the book multiple times, you know that the first read through that you do of it is going to be as blind as you can possibly get. Now, that's true for any book that you read, but especially for a book that is deliberately fractured in a way where the ending of the story is at the beginning, you kind of, by intention of the author, don't have a full grasp of the story until you've begun reading it a second time. So those are going to be sort of the key things that we're talking about through here. We're going to be starting with our first episode on February 1st, so coinciding with that 30th anniversary, and then we're going to be releasing one episode a month after that. And I've broken the schedule down into about as close to 100 pages at a time as you can really get with the book, in finding sort of clean points of division. So as we go on, and once we kind of do our first episode, we'll be releasing the full schedule of that. But if you are someone who is interested in kind of using this as a companion, as Cody said, or in reading along with us, you will have a month to read 100 pages. Which, with, you know, any dense prose, especially well-essayed prose, should be more than enough time to kind of follow along with us. So that's going to be kind of what it looks like. And like Cody said, this is really designed as a way to break up the monotony, so to speak, of maybe us covering the same thing for a really long amount of time. We love the Against the Day episodes. We think that we're doing really good work there, but you know, it might be nice to hear us talk about something other than the same cast of characters for, you know, 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
And this gives us a kind of clean way to do that, coinciding with the anniversary of the book coming.
Yeah. And this is, I'm sure, the main question that a lot of listeners have right now is whether or not this is going to be like a paywalled thing. It is not. That's something that I think as a show wouldn't really work for what we do. I think very much of what we do is just to do it. This has never been a for-profit venture. Like, we certainly have people who donate to the show and that help us cover, you know, expenses for the show, and we are greatly appreciative of that. That information is always available, and if you feel like making a donation for this bonus material is worth it, we'd love it. If not, we just essentially just like talking about books. And it's hard to find people who talk about the books that we love, and so this just gives us an opportunity to do that and to put it out into the world. So it'll just be on the regular feed. It'll drop Once a month, like Kate said, even if there is a regular Mapping the Zone episode, the Infinite Jest episode will be released simultaneously. So that'll be there every single month for you to listen to and enjoy. And then if we keep doing it, who knows what books we'll do next. For this particular book, it's going to be just the two of us. Anything we do in the future, Luke and Will may join. It may just be the two of them. It may be, you know, Luke and Kate, Luke and me, who knows, you know, what it'll be. But I think it'll just be fun to kind of keep going with a different thing every now and then to kind of keep things fresh.
Yeah, agreed 100%. So we hope that you'll join us in this kind of side quest, so to speak, of Mapping the Zone. Certainly anyone is welcome, whether you're a first-time listener to the show, whether you're a first-time reader of Wallace or Infinite Jest, or if you've been with us since the very beginning or have gone over this particular work of fiction more times than even I have. We hope that it'll provide some solid sort of commentary for all of you on a book that there is a lot of commentary on online, but in my experience, seldom has it been complete from beginning to end in a way that we're kind of hoping to do. So, yeah, we will see you all again in February, celebrating the 30th anniversary of Infinite Jest, and we hope you'll take a listen to us then.
Indeed.